Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Listen to this headline from the BBC. Back of Cocker Mouth's old courthouse collapses into river. Yeah. Did you guys know there was a town called Cocker Mouth in England?
Not until this morning.
That is the best name ever. And they don't probably laugh at it like we do. But
and that's why I sent the story.
Yeah,
that
just because it says Cocker Mouth, right.
Because the town's name is Cocker.
There's no other way to say it than Cocker Mouth.
No, yeah, that's
it. It's not
it.
Corker. It's not Corker, you know. Yeah. Back of Cocker Mouth.
There were no reports of injuries, by the way.
Old courthouse collapses in the in the river. That's my
it
favorite courthouse.
It fell into the river
in
Cocker Mouth.
In
Cocker Mouth.
Yeah.
I have no idea where that's at. I now want to Google map.
The old courthouse in Cocker
find
Mouth.
Find out where Cocker Mouth is.
They're big rivals with Cocker Butt.
Hey, where you at this week, Nick? That's a good one.
Doing there, the live podcast, Nebraska Brewing, Friday. Next window, please, live, Friday.
Check them out. And Mr. Skin later on this morning, Regan will be here, too.
Yeah, on the west coast of the UK.
It looks like a pretty depressed area, too, for the shots. Well, it's like an old
It's
British
just old.
Town.
It's very, you know.
You've only had two choices.
Yeah. Cocker Mouth collapsed.
Yeah, if you go visit, you got Travelodge, Cocker Mouth. Or Premier Inn, Cocker Mouth.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like a little tiny little bird.
Premier Inn, Cocker Mouth? Right. The Premier Inn, Cocker Mouth. Okay. Got to be careful how you say that. It all depends on the pauses, right, when you're saying that?
Yeah, don't pause.
Right. Well, but we said Premier Inn, Cocker Mouth. But they're called the Premier Inn in Cocker Mouth, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But the courthouse is now in the river. In Cocker Mouth.
Right. Looks like a fairly...
Do they have a... does Cocker Mouth have a soccer team? Because I'd like to watch... That would be my favorite team. Over
I don't know.
Looks like kind of a burg. Doesn't look very big. Doesn't look like there's any really big towns around it.
Everybody's got their own little teams over there.
Yeah, all of those all those little towns have... But because remember, Todd, there's like 12 levels to the soccer league.
Yes, there is.
The federation over there.
Check out the Cocker Mouth Soccer Club, what they are. Yeah.
Cocker Mouth United.
Oh, no, here it is.
Let's move to Cocker Mouth.
They got a team?
It's Cocker Mouth FC.
Okay.
They're the Cocker Mouth Football Club.
Oh, I'm getting that shirt. Can we get that shirt? They have a website? Because, you know, I'm not a soccer guy, but I'd wear a Cocker Mouth shirt.
They have any Cocker Mouth DP?
Yeah. I was at a bar the other day, and there were guys watching rugby during a college football days. So there's some college football was on, and these guys in the bar watching rugby, which is actually better to watch than soccer. Not that I know how the rugby works, but they were from New Zealand, and they were watching. I could tell by the accent. Well, I didn't know the accent right away. I thought it sounded Australian, but they were from New Zealand. But they were watching, and they were cheering and freaking out about this match. It was Scotland versus Ireland in some rugby. And I heard some other guy talking to him, and he goes, "You know what? I'd like to look at this. I just don't know the rules." And he goes, and the New Zealand guy goes, "That's how we feel about that." And he pointed to, I was watching Kansas on TV, Rock Chalk. They kicked ass. And Kansas was playing, they beat UCF. And he goes, "That's how we feel about that sport." And it was hilarious. He said, we like watching it. We just don't know what's going on.
Don't know all right. The rules.
Yeah, they're New Zealand guys. I guess they're in town for business.
Is there a difference
like
between Australian rules football and rugby?
Yes. Are they very similar? Two different sports. They're similar, but they're two different sports.
Okay.
But they were watching rugby because it was Scotland versus England because I didn't know what it was, you know. Which was kind of funny because the TVs were on there, and there was also some TVs of college football. So everybody was getting along, just drinking beer and drinking whiskey. Nobody cared, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
you didn't have to explain.
But if I had my Cockermouth shirt on, he might know. And that's a soccer club, though.
You're
right?
In America now?
I don't say that.
Watch
you know
football.
Me, yeah.
You didn't tell them to go back where they came from?
No.
Because they're white?
I'd say take me with you.
Nobody tells white guy to go
no, they don't.
It's weird.
Back
they
where
don't.
You came from.
They engage them right away. Oh, you're a white guy.
Yeah, I don't care for soccer all that much, but I have hung with...
What's Cockermouth's colors?
Like black and gold.
Nude.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. They're my team.
Yeah.
What level are they in, man?
I don't know. It's hard to... They don't really have a website. They have an Instagram and a Twitter I've found here.
Would have been great. See, they shouldn't have bought Wrexham, those guys. They should have bought Cockermouth. That way FX could say, I would watch Cockermouth. I heard that Wrexham show's decent, but I don't watch it. I've hung with it.
I have.
Good?
It's into
okay.
the. It's
it, this, pretty good, right?
The second season is running right now, and I do enjoy the show.
But I cheer for Cockermouth. Yeah.
They must be low level because they've just got like social media pages, so they're probably not into the professional
level. They're not playing Liverpool.
They look like an intramural team.
Yeah, we would have heard the word Cockermouth. Playing Liverpool, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they've broken down in that show the number of levels of the professional. There's like professional, and then there's semi-professional, and then there's just like every little town has a club level.
You know what they say in Cockermouth, though, Puss?
I have no idea, and I'm almost afraid to ask.
No, come on. What do you say? It's British, man.
Pip, pip, cheerio. Let's go kick around the football a little.
All right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I don't know how many of these I can read, but they're actual names. Matthew has done us the favor of Googling dirty place names in Britain.
Oh. Well, we do. Listen, there's stuff in the U.S., but Britain's got the most.
Yeah, theirs are centuries old.
Yep.
And when we take a lot of names from British towns, I mean, Lancaster and York, County, that's all British stuff moved over to the United States. But then, is there a Cockermouth, Indiana?
It would be a lot cooler if there was.
If I'm starting a town in the old days, I'm naming that town Cockermouth.
Well, Cockermouth would probably be more on the East Coast.
So, yeah, it would be. Cockermouth, Massachusetts, something like that.
There is a Cockermouth River in New Hampshire.
Ah. All right, yeah.
And there is a Cockermouth Island in Queensland, Australia. But other than those are the only three Cockermouths that come up when you take it into Google Maps.
Bitchfield. That's a real place in England.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know.
Bitchfield's playing Cockermouth.
I'd skip that next one.
Are you, would you skip the next one?
I would skip the next one.
But it's a real, I don't want to get in trouble either, so I don't know what you're looking at.
Well, it's in your email too.
Okay.
Well, if it's a real place.
I get out of
the email. But still.
We can say the name of that TV show that starred Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
I'll skip it anyway, and we'll go.
Oh, I see what you mean.
We'll go right to Crapstone,
and then skip again.
Oh, I'd live there. The TW one, say that
with two T's at the end.
Yeah,
we just spelled it for you. You figured.
We left it. We left out one.
Yeah, Fanny Hands Lane. That's kind of cute.
Yeah,
Sandy Balls.
Penis Stone, you can say.
Yeah.
Butthole Road.
Oh, I would buy a house on that.
Yeah, I would buy the house there just for the address.
Yeah. That's my favorite little Nas X song, Butthole Road.
No, that's my favorite Steve Earle song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Booty.
Down on Butthole Road. Butthole Road, right.
There's Cockermouth.
You always have to go down.
Fingering Hole, F-I-N-G-R-I-N-G-H-O-E, Fingering Hole.
I live at this next place, too.
Wet Wang, Broken nice. Wind, England.
Broken Wind.
Brown Willie.
Can we name the studio Broken Wind?
It's a Mr. B-side.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a road, isn't it? And Lady Hole Lane.
Lady Hole Lane.
Yeah. Wow.
Take a left on Lady Hole Lane, and I'm up a Butthole Road.
And these all seem like words that have had the same meaning for a long time.
Right. You're right.
It's not
You're
like,
right,
you know,
Nick,
the butthole changed over the years.
Yeah, did the word butthole mean butthole then?
It had to.
In the 1600s?
Mean? Right, Lady Hole, what else would it be?
Buttocks, buttocks is an old term, so you're right.
I'm guessing the TW one came about before the slang term came about.
Yeah, probably.
These all kind of places Nick will be appearing at if you were over there. You know.
I just like
I'll be in Crapstone this weekend.
I would love that.
I just like that opposed to like the U.S. where all of our old things kind of have a racist bend to them.
Yeah.
Theirs are all just dirty.
Right.
Like
right.
They all their place names are, you want to go to Bitchfield? How about Crapstone?
Well, there's Blue Ball. Yeah, that's in Pennsylvania. One of the three. Blue Ball.
Intercourse. Isn't there
Intercourse
Pennsylvania?
Is in Pennsylvania, right, yeah. It's
Blue Ball, Pennsylvania, where you put on the Zeppelin.
It wasn't in Wet Wang.
I routinely get an email of a place called Big Bone Lick State Park.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhere in northern Kentucky, not too far out of Cincinnati. I remember I used to drive by that sign all the time when I lived in Louisville.
How many times does that sign get ripped off? Big Bone Lick.
Daily. Oh, it's one of those giant... It would take quite an endeavor to be able to steal that. It's one of those giant interstate signs.
Aren't you stealing a Butthole Road sign if you live in England?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I may.
Isn't that in your dorm?
Vacation to England just so I can steal that sign and bring it home. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I wonder how many of these places have to protect their signs. Like, I would steal the TW one.
The TW sign.
Oh, but, yeah.
First of all, the one they show is it says TW. And then there's an arrow pointing where it's at.
Yeah.
That
so
way.
You would just have it and pointing it to your wife's bathroom or something like that.
Wow. You really you're certain she's not listening.
I didn't know what to say there because I'm thinking, I'm not going to mention other family members. I had to throw my wife under the bus on that one. So,
yeah, she ain't listening.
No, she ain't.
You certainly
good.
Hope.
All right. Cockermouth. Go, man. They win this weekend?
Yeah, it looks like they're fairly low level. Yeah.
We got British listeners.
I think everybody wins when they're playing.
Yeah, yeah. We have a British guy who's checking all the time. He hasn't checked in years. I don't know what happened to him. But
this is the first time we talked about British stuff in a while.
He doesn't get good Wi-Fi on Butthole Lane.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.